Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Everybody, it is Tom Chenault, and it's the Tom Chenault Show. We've got Marianne Niehaus with us. Hello, Marianne. How are you?
Hey, Tom. I'm so excited. I'm so excited about our guest.
Well, you've been reading his books for four days straight. I haven't seen you do anything else, so that's pretty cute. So we are really, really excited to have a great guest with us that is on top of it and probably the straightest man on the planet when it comes to taking your destiny into your own hands. Robert Kiyosaki, as you know, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and so many other books, Cashflow Quadrant, the whole shooting match. This week I read Midas Touch, because I know he's got a relationship with Donald Trump. I read his book, Second Chance, For Your Money, For Your Life and Our World, 8 Lessons in Military Leadership for Entrepreneurs. This guy is everywhere, and he's an educator. And what people need to understand is that he is massively, massively interested in educating you the right way. So I'm going to stop talking and just listen. Robert Kiyosaki, good morning, and how are you?
Good morning, Tom. I want to let everybody know Tom Chenault has been, he's one of those guys that's been a pillar. He's always been the best and supportive, and I appreciate your love and support all these years, Tom.
Well, we've been around with each other a long time. We've got a common denominator in one of your old friends, J.W. Wilson. And the minute I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and believe it or not, a hedge fund guy was the first guy that ever gave me your book, a guy named Ernest Mathis, many, many years ago. And he said, Tom, you need to read this book. And after I read it, it changed my life. And if I haven't given away 1,000 copies of that book, I haven't given away one. But Robert, we are in a really, really tough time. And we got, obviously, Donald Trump. I want to talk about him. But I want to talk about you, what you're thinking about these kids going to college, what you think about them coming out of college and the prospects that we've got, and the fact that they need to take their destiny into their own hands. So just fire it up.
Well, you know, as I covered in the book, Second Chance, which came out in January of 2015, primarily what's happening is the world has changed, but school has not. So when you look at the big picture of life, most kids are going back to school to study for a time past, not the time future. And that's why the Wall Street Journal just ran that article that 6.9 million young people are now in default of student loan debt. So that means as a young person starting off life, you're screwed. You know, if you declare bankruptcy, that's 7 years on your credit score.
So they're in the trap even before they get started.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And so all I'm saying is that the industrial age ended in 1989, the year that the World Wide Web went up and the Berlin Wall came down and the information age began. Except those school teachers. I'm not against the school teachers. I'm against the system. As you know, most school teachers are not financially astute people. So what they're pumping into your kids' heads, you know, they pumped the same thing during Henry Ford's time. And they're obsolete. So that's my concern.
So what do we do?
Well, that's what I covered in Second Chance, is that Second Chance is about the past and present of this economic crisis, which I'm a student of. And the future is financial education. Unfortunately, the financial education they're teaching you in school is not education, but a sales pitch. In other words, it comes from these people called financial planners and real estate brokers and, you know, people who are really not that smart when it comes to money, the history of money, the economic cycles, markets. They're not very smart, financially smart people, and they only profit by commissions. So they're going to tell you to invest for the long term. Of course they're going to tell you to do that, because then, you know, they get a commission. And same as a real estate broker. So I sit there and listen to them. So you have to understand that they're called brokers because they're broker than you are. And if you're taking financial advice from them, why don't you just take, you know, financial advice from your butcher when you ask them what kind of meat is better? You know, I mean, it's really, people are really foolish. Is that exactly as you said? Most people leave their financial future up to somebody who gives a shit about your financial future. All they want is a commission.
No doubt about it. And the deck is stacked against them from the minute they walk in the door. The brokerage firms are built to make the house money, and they train those salesmen to look them in the eye and say, oh, we really, really care about it, but it's just basically trading your money for the commissions. And Robert Kiyosaki's 100% right. I was a stockbroker for many, many years, and it's a rigged game against the widows and the orphans. And the only way for you to get ahead of that game is to read some of these books, because I'll tell you, you are going to lose no matter what, because they set it up for them to win.
Right.
So thank you for that. What about this China debacle? I mean, the last couple of weeks in the stock market, we saw a 1,000-point drop on Monday morning alone. That thing is a bubble, contributing to a whole bunch of bubbles that are coming at us. The student loan crisis is another bubble. Are we headed for a massive catastrophe here?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. You know, if you listen to CNBC, the markets will keep going up. There's one of the most terrible words that is used on CNBC, and that word is growth, G-R-O-W-T-H. And everybody is looking for growth, you know, which is growing. And the reason they want growth is because the average person as an investor is looking for capital gains. And capital gains means, and it's in any market, if you buy a house, you buy it for $100,000, and it goes to $200,000, and you sell it, you make $100,000. That's capital gains. The same as a stock. You buy Apple at $10, you sell it for $20. That's capital gains. But if you had financial education, you'd be going for cash flow. So there's capital gains versus cash flow. What I'm saying here is without financial education, a person doesn't know what to invest for. And the average person is investing for capital gains when the world is collapsing on them. I mean, you know, that's like a hot air balloon coming down, and you're sitting there hoping to see the sky, you know? I mean, it's crazy. So people are still hoping for growth when the economy is collapsing. That's ridiculous. You got to change strategies.
So these people, and I'm happy for the college kids because they're young and they've got a whole life in front of them. But my demographic is the people that are in their 50s and 60s, and these people are dead broke. They're going to end up dead broke. There's no way for them to change their financial future without massive, massive action, and they can't work more hours. How would you tell somebody to get themselves out of the trap after they turn 60 years old and they realize they're broke going into their later years?
Well, I think I'll step back and look at the big picture. You know, my book, Second Chance, is about Dr. R. Buckminster Fuller.
Yeah.
And it creates the geodesic dome and all this.
I love that guy.
Yeah, and he said the reason most people are hosed is because they look at the small picture. You know, so when you go to school, you look at small picture, you don't look at the big picture. What is happening today from the big picture is that we're at the end of the industrial age and the beginning of the information age. So the rules and ideas that worked during the industrial age when you and I were younger do not work in the information age. And unfortunately, school teachers are still industrialized. That's why they believe in labor unions. Labor unions, or the teachers' union, is an industrial age idea. And the people that are in very serious trouble are people who are counting on their pensions from their unions. You know, but they can't see it because they're too small. You know, they're thinking about, well, how do I teach a kid, you know, 3 plus 6? You know, and they can't see what's happening to them. And that's exactly what Fuller says, is people cannot get out of the way of things they don't see coming towards them. So the average person is still, and these are the industrial age mantra, go to school, get good grades, get a job, work hard, save money, buy a house, get out of debt, and invest for the long term in the stock market. The people that are doing that are going to get creamed. They're getting creamed. They already are creamed. So the kids who are in school, they have that same mantra inside their head. And that's why they're hosed too, as J.W. would say.
Yeah, he loves those words. So, Buckminster Fuller, incredible guy. And his quote in your book is, words are tools, the most powerful tools made by man. And he talks about the power of words, and he talks about becoming suspicious of words.
Right.
And as he did that, you were talking in your life, all these things kept resonating with you about where words had impacted your life the wrong way because they weren't true. Talk about that a little bit now that you're talking about Buckminster Fuller. I love that guy.
Well, it's very similar to Rich Dad, Poor Dad. My poor dad called his house an asset, and my rich dad says, your dad may be a PhD, but he doesn't know his asset from a hole in the ground. You know, and that's the problem. If you call a liability like a house an asset, you're hosed. It's the definition of assets versus liability. This is from Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which has now been out nearly 20 years. Is assets put money in your pocket whether you work or not. And liabilities take money from your pocket.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Tom Chenault, Marianne Niehaus, it's Robert Kiyosaki, and it's the Tom Chenault Show, and it has been exciting and interesting so far. Now we're going to talk about the crash of 2007 was supposedly the real estate crash. It was this crash, it was that crash, but Robert Kiyosaki in the book, The Second Chance, talked about it being a whole different crash than that. It was the crash of the derivatives market that nobody even knows what that means, except maybe somebody like who would that be? Warren Buffett. He's the world's richest investor, and he says they are the financial weapons of mass destructions because nobody really understands how they work. What's that all about, Robert, and what are we looking down the pike at now with all these fancy words and people picking our pockets?
Right. The reason the 2007 market was so severe, people think it was either a real estate crash or a stock market crash. And it was really a derivatives crash. And what a derivative is when you think of the orange, you know, you pick an orange from a tree, the orange is the orange, but you cut the orange, you squeeze it. The orange juice is a derivative of the orange. So if you understand that, and a baby is sure. A derivative of a couple. So a derivative sometimes just comes from something else. So the real estate stock market crash of 2007 was not a real estate or stock market crash. Again, it goes back to assets and liabilities. What the financial markets did, like Goldman Sachs, is probably one of the most corrupt organizations on earth today. What they did was they packaged subprime liabilities and turned them into assets as derivatives. So they sold these. They were called collateralized debt obligations and things like that. But what they were was garbage packaged as good stuff. And they sold it to banks, financial pension funds, governments all over the world. But when the subprime borrower in America could not make the payment on a house they could not afford the derivatives turned into financial weapons of mass destruction. The problem is they've been levered up so many times that one derivative fired off another derivative, fired off another derivative, and that's why the crash was so severe. And they say it was because of the subprime mortgages. It wasn't the subprime real estate market. It was because of guys like Goldman Sachs and Lehman Brothers packaging garbage and selling it as prime. And in 2007, derivatives markets was $700 trillion. So when that fired off, it couldn't stop the whole thing from coming down. Today, the derivative market is no longer $700 trillion. It's 1.2 quadrillion. In other words, they've almost doubled the amount of derivatives in the markets today.
Plus,
there was one other thing, like, not to confuse you. In 2007, there wasn't really a thing. There really wasn't much of a thing called high-frequency trading.
Yeah.
And now the only guys that made money during the crash last week were high-frequency traders because they screw everybody. So it's this tinderbox set to go with 1.2 quadrillion in derivatives plus high-frequency traders who are really, they're not crooked, but they're not playing fair, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
So they screw the small investor to make money.
Over and over and over again.
And that's where we are today.
Yeah.
And the middle class still is going to get screwed because they follow the old industrial age mantra, go to school, get good grades and get a job, save money, invest for the long term in the stock market, buy a house and get out of debt. That is the worst financial advice possible.
And that's what the world is thinking financial freedom is, right?
Yeah. Why would you, you know, in 1970, Tom, if I had $1 million, which I didn't, if I had $1 million and I put it in the bank in 1970, I would earn $150,000 annually in interest. Now, in 1970, you could live on $150,000 a year. But today, if you put $1 million in the bank, you might get $10,000 a year. And if you're getting $10,000 or $20,000 a year, you're below the poverty line. So you're a millionaire below the poverty line, and yet people are still saying to people, save money. I mean, you've got to be crazy to be saving money when they're printing money at such high speed.
You're losing ground. That's all that's happening to you when you save money. And this, all these poor people that saved and scrimped and scarcity mentality saved $1 million to retire on, and now they're getting $10,000 a year. That is crazy, and it's criminal.
You're technically a poor millionaire.
Yeah. That's so sad. And so then you have to start peeling your assets away in order to sustain your lifestyle so you aren't a millionaire anymore, and you're old, so you don't have the ability to go back and recoup that. It is a trap we don't want you to be in. We're coming back right after this with Robert Kiyosaki.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
It is Tom Chenault, and it is Robert Kiyosaki, and this is a great day, and we are having some fun. This guy understands economics. He understands money. He understands how to simplify it because he's an educator, but he's not dumb. I mean, here's the deal about Robert Kiyosaki. He's smart enough to teach you that everything you've ever known about making money was probably exactly backwards, and what I want to ask you now is about Donald Trump. I mean, he's making a lot of noise right now. You've written books with him. You've been with him for over 10 years. How do you see the future of Donald Trump in this country looking, Robert Kiyosaki?
Well, if you want change, he'll bring it on. And if you don't want change, don't vote for him. But he's already changing things. And I think he's a great man. I don't necessarily agree with his comments about, you know, Mexicans and war veterans and women and stuff like that. But I think what he's doing is good because he's no longer politically correct. So I guess what he and I have in common is we're both not politically correct. I think he's a lot more incorrect than I am because, you know, I have so many friends that are Mexican or Spanish or Latin and all this, and I don't see them as what he describes them as.
And his problem...
I was a Marine pilot. I went down 3 times. I don't consider myself a hero, but he doesn't have to say we're not heroes. You know what I mean? He doesn't have to say that.
But and, you know, he's probably saying that to...
He's a good man. He's going to shake it up.
And if he punches the bear and makes that kind of noise, it creates attention. And he might not even mean it at this point, but he knows it's going to rattle people out of their comfort zone, actually think about things a little bit, and maybe help him do something about it. So there might be a motive to his madness, do you think?
I think so, too. I mean, look, he's my friend. You know, I worry for him because right now, he is stepping on some very big toes, you know, that it's the same people that Bucky Fuller wrote about, Grunch, you know, the gross universal cash heist, the ultra-rich that you never see, and he's stepping on their toes. This guy George Will, boy, he hates Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And Will's a smart man, but Will is pissing off the people that are like my poor dad, you know, the intellectuals who know all the answers, who hate guys who are rich. And so Trump is stepping on some big toes, and I fear for my friend, if you know what I mean.
I agree with you. And at the end of the day, what you just said, though, was if we want change, and we all say we want change, and we're all screaming somebody's got to do something, but 99% of these politicians are afraid to say anything, much less do anything, because they're absolutely stuck in a corner called maybe even cowardice. So I think it's refreshing that Trump is stepping up and screaming from the rooftops. He's a big guy around education like you, right?
He and I are right for one reason, is we think we must have financial education in our schools. I mean, how in the world can so-called educated people, senators, congressmen, presidents, run the United States into such a massive deficit? Do you realize that the United States today is no different than Greece? And what Greece is, Greece has to borrow money to pay the interest on the debt. They're not even paying down the principal. They're paying down the interest. The United States is doing the same thing. We're borrowing money or printing money to pay the interest on our debt because we don't make enough money to cover principal plus interest. We're bankrupt.
Right. Before we get off of Trump, the job description for the president of the United States, because everybody goes, oh, he's just a businessman. He's never understood foreign policy. What you think and what you said and what you've stated is all that stuff is irrelevant. This guy is brave. He's courageous. He is outspoken. He's not afraid to challenge conventional thinking. That's what we need at the helm. Is that correct?
Well, what I think, I'll say this much. We need a person at this time of history who can make the change. For example, I didn't agree with him, but Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he was the right man at the right time to get us out of the Depression. And President Mandela, Nelson Mandela, he was the right man to transition South Africa out of apartheid. But who can transition America out of this crisis? There's only one guy, and that's Donald Trump. So he is the right man at the right time for the right job. Unfortunately, the job is a monster job. It's huge. You know, we are so deeply in debt, I don't know what he can do.
Yeah, it's thankless. It's terrible. But one thing about him that is different about almost everybody else is he's not afraid to surround himself with people smarter and better than he is, correct?
That's the way I see it. You know, I mean, I'm an entrepreneur, you're an entrepreneur, we got to have the best people around us or we're dead meat.
Yeah.
But who sent Caroline Kennedy to Japan? I don't know. Why would they send, you know, a grandmother to do an economic job?
Yeah.
And when he says he's going to have that, who's he going to send to China? you know, the toughest negotiators of all.
Oh, yeah. That's what he, that was cool.
And then what he said about Petraeus, you know, as a former Marine pilot, you know, a good general like Petraeus is hard to come by.
Yeah.
So just because he had a little sex, you know, after being alone for so many months, you don't throw a great general down the tubes. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely not.
And now we have ISIS that's going to, and ISIS is already inside of America. And what are you going to do? You know,
somebody's got to be able
to. I don't have an answer,
to,
but yeah. It's kind of frightening.
Yeah, and you're standing around. Somebody's got to do something about this economy. Somebody's got to do about something about ISIS. Somebody, but nobody's doing it. And who's got the guts to do it? That's what you have to think about.
Last well, what Donald said was just cut off their oil supply to them.
Yeah.
You know, put guys around, but you don't have to take them on. Just dry up, you know, in business is called follow the money and cut it off.
Yeah, exactly right. Now, last but not least, I know I'm going to see you in October over with Eric Ware at the GoPro event. Tell me what you think about network marketing, why it is so important for grassroots, the grassroots economy. I mean, it gives everybody a chance. Tell me what your real opinion around it is, will you, Robert?
Really simply, you know, the old mantra, go to school and get a job, that makes you an employee. The reason you need to go to network marketing is because you turn yourself into an entrepreneur. And if you're going to survive into the future, you need financial education. And the more you are an entrepreneur, the better chance of success you have. For example, I don't invest. I don't have a 401k. I got to be crazy. I don't have a Roth IRA. I don't have any of that stuff. But I'm an entrepreneur. You know, I operate my own financials. I do my own investing. I invest, you know, I run my company. I don't have a job, and I make millions as a teacher. So when you go into network marketing, the reason you want to do it is you want to shed the dogma of go to school and get a job, which makes you an employee. But being an entrepreneur is a different mindset, a different set of skills, and a different set of rules. And the reason most of these poor kids, you know, 6.9 million of them are in default of their student loans is because they're still thinking like employees. You go to network marketing for one thing, to start thinking like an entrepreneur. I'm not saying it's easy. It's never been easy for me. You know, I've lost more times than I've won many times as an entrepreneur. But I'd rather be an entrepreneur than an employee.
No doubt about it. And listen to him. And even if you get into network marketing and you fail miserably at it, you're going to be better at what you ultimately end up doing in your life as a result of that experience, because you learned about rejection, you learned about running your own business, you learned about self-starting, that whole ball of wax, right, Robert?
You learn by failing. Like I said,
yeah.
There's three things that are different: mindset, skill sets, and rules. When you go to school, you know, most, oh, don't make mistakes, because you make mistakes, you're stupid. Well, and if you go to get a job, you make mistakes, you're fired. But as an entrepreneur, the roles are different. You got to fail as fast as you can so you can succeed. And the reason those kids are hoping, looking for a job and all that stuff and unemployment and can't pay their loans is because they've been taught that making mistakes means you're stupid. Well, you're stupid to go to school and learn that. You know, in real life, the people that fail the most are the most successful. For example, look at Tiger Woods. That guy's hit more bad golf shots than I'll ever hit.
Yeah.
When I was playing football, it's called practice, 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 practice. You make your mistakes on the practice field, then you play the game. In theater, it's called rehearsal, rehearse, rehearse, rehearse. But school says don't make mistakes and just know all the answers. That's why school teachers are screwing up our kids.
And at the end of the day, the law of compensation is what you talk about. I mean, you coined that term, law of compensation. Simply put, it means that the more you learn and practice and slowly take on bigger challenges, the more your intelligence and experience grows, and the more your compensation will grow. There is no better place to have that happen to you than in network marketing, right?
Well, that's not the only place, but where else can you go and fail and they don't fire you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Where else can you go and you fail to say congratulations, keep going?
Wow, that's a good call.
Yeah,
yeah, you're 100% right. This book, Second Chance, I mean, Buckminster Fuller, is an amazing human being. Robert Kiyosaki is an amazing human being. To have these two guys in the same book using the principles of Buckminster Fuller, who has been, it's been around for a long, long time, to have those tied in to the year 2015, where you can go forward with your life with time-tested philosophy, and you can actually beat what's going on out there in the economy and in life. There's no better book. I mean, I gave away 1,000 Rich Dad Poor Dads. My goal is to give away 1,000 of these books, The Second Chance, because it combines two great minds. Correct?
Well, thank you for that. And in support of what you do, because a lot of people don't read, I created a video called The Man Who Could See the Future. Once again, the title is The Man Who Could See the Future. It's about Buckminster Fuller. It's 60 minutes long. So if you don't like reading the book, just watch the video. Then maybe you'll read the book. But if you're in network marketing and you have people you need to educate to come into your business, the video, The Man Who Could See the Future, there's a whole section in there of why my wife and I recommend network marketing. So it's a video. It's 60 minutes long. It's available from the Rich Dad Company. And because more people will watch the video than read the book.
Yeah, and I walk 8 miles a day, so I watch videos and listen to them while I'm walking. So I did not know that, and I'm going to go get the video tomorrow morning. So by tomorrow night, I will be an expert on that video, everybody, and I'll tell you all about it. But, Robert, I can't thank you enough for coming on. I can't wait to see you in Las Vegas. Hug Kim. We're going to have her on next week, and she's a rock star in her own right. And thanks a million for coming on the show, man.
Yeah, thanks for all the years of support, my friend. Thank you.
I'll see you later. Yep, bye-bye. Thanks a million. Robert Kiyosaki, he is the man. Go get the book, The Second Chance. You can't live without it, I promise you. We'll be back right after this for the final segment.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Robert Kiyosaki is unbelievable. What's he done for your life, Marianne Niehaus?
You know, I was thinking about that because, I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad several years ago. I was brought up in a home that knew nothing about money. And, as I got through my life, I realized that I was making a lot of decisions that my parents had made, the same decisions, and they weren't the right decisions. And I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I think I read it in like a weekend. I got the game. My whole family sit down and play the game, cash flow. And when Robert was talking about language, I think that is so important. And a lot of times when people are talking to me, I'll ask them, I say, well, have you read Rich Dad, Poor Dad? Because I can tell by their language that they haven't. That they're in the same spot where I was, not having that education or knowledge. And obviously, I've learned a lot being around network marketing, being around you, being around Robert and Kim. We did those, interviews before with their whole financial advisory group. And, I love the fact that he sees the benefits of network marketing.
And Steve Wallach over at Youngevity, I mean, this guy is such a brilliant guy because he is such a proponent of Robert Kiyosaki and his philosophies. As I was reading Second Chance and listening and reading these quotes by Buckminster Fuller, I want to give you one right now because it kind of describes Wallach and who I want to be in the foxhole with. After all, cooperate and don't hold back on one another or try to gain at the expense of another. Any success which is lopsided will increasingly be short-lived. And that's the key. You might win the battle, but you're not going to win the war, especially in network marketing. And it's a marathon. It's not a sprint.
No.
And that's what's happened to you. And, just the education that you've got from Robert Kiyosaki has made you a better woman. It's made your children, Reese and Kira, better people because they understand that cash flow quadrant. They understand the value of learning instead of educating. And it's pretty cool, isn't it?
Well, and, it's funny because just even that conversation of assets versus liabilities, we get into that all the time, mm-hmm. Talking about things. And saying, well, that's going to be an asset. This is going to be a liability.
Right.
And that's Robert was exactly right. People think, buying their home and living in their home, that's their biggest asset.
Yeah.
It's their biggest liability.
Well, I take a look at what he's taught us to do, which is buy income-producing real estate and not sell it.
I saw a building I want to talk to you about.
Yeah, and things like that where you've got, we bought this office building that we're in right now because of Robert Kiyosaki. We had some dough laying around. As a result of this guy, we learned how to negotiate the deal, structure the deal, still pay our taxes, do everything that we're supposed to do for the U.S. government, because I want you to pay your taxes. I want you to tell the truth. I want you to be a good human being. But at the same time, I want you to end up at the end of the day with residual income greater than the income that you're getting from your opportunity that you're at, or either your job.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing is, it's not how much money you make, it's how much money you keep. And so many people think that they're making huge, you know, amounts of money, but they're not keeping it. They're paying it all to the government. And network marketing, again, is a way to utilize those, you know, benefits, really, of what the government allows us to do with our taxes. They say that that's the way out, but it's not. I mean, it's there so you can save money.
And Denise and I have worked hard to figure out a way for her to live should something happen to me or my primary source of income, and buy enough assets that are income producing that if something, God forbid, should happen to the network marketing space or longevity or me, that she would have income coming in residually to be greater than the expenses going out the door. And that's all everybody needs to worry about. So if you've got that residual income, your $1 million in the bank, Robert Kiyosaki hit the nail on the head, that's creating $10,000 a month for you. You need an instrument that's going to be created in your life that's going to do better than that. And there's no better place to get that done than network marketing. It's the place that you can go out there and create the residual income to make the investments to have a great life. That's what Richard Brook talks about all the time in the four-year career. Use network marketing to lever up the rest of the residual income of your life. And that's what you're working on. That's what I'm working on. That's what we're working on.
Yeah, and I think, you know, looking at the opportunities out there, network marketing is really the only place that you can maximize your ability to be able to do more than this, you know, 8-to-5 job.
Yeah. And here's the deal. Next week, we're going to have Kim Kiyosaki. And she's written a book called It's Rising Time. And we're going to get Denise Chenault over here to help us with this interview, because it is time for women to really grab the ball. They've been doing it for a long time. It's time for them to get paid for it. And what's so cool about Kim Kiyosaki is she's the same stand for women that Robert Kiyosaki is for education. She is a unbelievable stand for humanity, especially through women. So she's written a book called It's Rising Time. Prior to that, she wrote a book called Rich Woman. She is something else, and it's going to teach you to rise above all the obstacles, rise above what you think you can do, and obviously rise to your financial genius. And Denise, I'm telling you, she read Tony Robbins' book. That's pretty crazy. She read that book about managing your money because she understands that she's got to know it as well as anybody else needs to know it.
Right.
It's a book you need to read.
Yeah. No, I agree.
So we'll see you all next week. This has been a great day. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for listening. It's Marianne Niehaus. It's Tom Chenault. We'll see you next week with Kim Kiyosaki.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and body extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.